Go.
Hello and welcome to episode 7 of the Last Chapter Book Club podcast. I'm Joe.
I'm Cindy.
And I'm Kate.
And welcome to our unconventional book club. General apologies and talk segue into life updates. I generally try not to do it again that second time.
This is take 2, by the way.
Oh my gosh, I hope that it sticks this time.
It's sticking on the phone this time better than on the recording software, so.
So, life updates. Cindy says,
life sucks right now.
Life sucks?
Yes. Moving sucks, not life so much, just moving.
Mm-hmm. Moving is the worst.
I know, especially when the government is moving you. My goodness.
Yeah.
I wonder how much of my shit is going to survive.
None of it.
I know, and I just bought that ceramic patio. So, we'll see. We'll see how that went.
Moving's gross.
Yeah.
Well, I will learn in a couple of months.
Oh, you'll be here.
Mm-hmm.
In good old Alaska.
Yep.
I'm jealous. Take me to Alaska with you.
I'm just ready to get out of this heat.
Is it that bad? 100 degrees today. We were out there like idiots waiting for them to finish moving us. It took them all damn day.
It's 95 and humid. We're in monsoon season here in Korea, so it's like torrential downpouring daily all day. And that's what it's going to be for the next 3 weeks. Rain every day.
I think we just hit drought season.
Oh, and spider season. We've definitely hit spider season here in Korea as well.
Fort Hood's got spiders galore. We've got the red head, like headed centipedes or millipedes or whatever.
Oh yeah, I've seen those.
They've been like all over some of the housing.
I really miss Texas, guys.
No, I'm ready to get the hell out of here. It's so hot. But they say that Georgia's no different, so I don't know.
Well, I'm about to go to the great state of Alaska. And I'm getting out of the heat.
You're going to want to stay there forever and ever and ever, ever.
I know.
I thought that was, like, not a lot in Alaska, other than the snow.
Well,
and the moose.
Well, we were looking at the temps for, I think it was a couple days ago, my husband looked up what the temp was for Alaska and Anchorage, and it said that the high was 69 degrees for June. So,
I mean, that's not bad.
No, especially when that same day here was 100 something.
I'll take it.
Oh my goodness.
So, what have you been reading?
Fan fiction.
That sigh, Cindy. What have you been reading?
Her soul to avenge. And her soul to something. Take her soul. I don't know what the hell I've been reading. They're all dark romances. Like taboo. Ooh. I don't know how or when I got into that kind of book.
It all started with the ritual.
It probably did.
The ritual is, like, dirty, dirty, guys.
No, it was nothing compared to her soul to take. Oh, my God.
Is that the demon one?
Huh?
Is her soul to take, is that, like, the demon one?
Yes.
Ah, I know what you're talking about now.
I was like, oh, my. It really took it.
Reading nothing but horror lately.
Really?
Like thriller and horror. Yeah, that's all I've been wanting to read.
Yeah, I've just been reading Teen Wolf and Harry Potter fanfiction because my brain is not wanting to start over with a new world that I have to learn.
Well, that's because the book you were trying to read is like a shit book.
Oh my god. I'm not even halfway through that book. I have tried so hard.
The controversy of ACOTAR. I don't know why I don't like it. I feel like normal people love that book, and I'm like, that book just makes me irrationally mad.
Yeah. I don't like Sarah J. Maas's writing style. So it's too much, like, I am a huge fan of Tolkien.
Yeah.
And he is very wordy, and he is very, he uses a lot of imagery. But his flowed. Sarah's does not.
I agree. And I don't know, like, hers just reminds me of stories you can find on, like, Fiction Press, or what is the other one that
Wattpad?
Fan fiction. Wattpad, yes. I'm just, she is not my favorite author. And speaking of not favorite authors, are you guys gonna go see the new movie coming out?
Oh, It Ends With Us or whatever?
Yeah.
I don't know, are we still a Colleen Hoover hate group?
Yes, but I'm still gonna go see the movie, I think.
As long as it's better than that movie Purple Hearts was, I think it'd be okay. I still think it was too cookie cutter.
I'm sorry, I'm laughing. I called to that because it was stupid. I think it's funny because I know I have so many, like, non-military friends who, like, loved it, right?
Yeah.
They were like, oh, this is, and I'm over here like, this is an everyday occurrence, y'all.
Oh, we're just gonna marry each other for the thing. And you know what? People get so annoyed, or they're like up in arms, like, oh, well, they fell in love. And it's like, well, no, people get married for the BAH and stuff all the time. And the health insurance, that's literally all it is. People don't get court-martialed for that shit.
They don't. That's like an everyday occurrence in the military.
It is.
I don't know. Can I tell you guys a secret? I kind of fast-forwarded through that whole movie. I didn't watch all of it.
I kept laughing through it and cringing.
I got to, like, the first part of it. And, like, as a social worker, it hurt my heart because I was like, just apply for state insurance, stupid. I was like, this is killing me, this story. Did you guys know it's a book? Didn't know that.
I didn't know that.
Probably not a book I'm going to want to read.
But we should, like, we should definitely do a bunch of, like, hate reading. That would be fun.
Oh, no, Cindy left the call.
She'll come back.
Fair.
Fair. We should definitely do some hate reading.
Yeah. I mean, we hate read Not Another Vampire novel.
Oh my god, that book was...
That's so bad.
The carrot scene. The carrot scene really did remind me of Penelope's and Colin's scene, but in the book, it was so much better.
Mm-hmm. She might have got murdered. Hold on. Let's see if we can add her back in. Sorry, we're having technical difficulties.
Feels right.
Just as always.
Just as we finally start to get back into the groove of this.
Oh, there's Cindy.
Here I am. My phone said we don't talk about that.
Oh, man. I don't know why this reminded me of this. So I seen this meme the other day. It was like on Instagram. And this woman was like, stop writing stories with men with big dicks. I want realistic small dick energy. And it just made me laugh. Because I was like, I was literally reading A Love Letter to Whiskey, and she was talking about how big he was in the book, and I just started laughing, and I was like, that is very accurate, actually, romance authors.
Yeah, not everybody can be blessed with an 8-inch package.
No. But it just, like, made me laugh. I don't know. Because I feel like Sarah J. Maas was really bad at that, too.
I wouldn't know. So, I'm still trying to trudge through the trenches just to find out.
Oh, you know what, too? Did you guys see that Verity got picked up for what was it? She got picked at the prime, picked it up from TV show.
Verity could just be a movie. Granted, it's probably Colleen Hoover's only good book, but literally, it could just be a movie.
I felt like that book messed me up.
You know what, though? Yes. You know who would do really good with that? Is that, I don't know if y'all know the movie production company A24.
Oh my god, yes.
So, A24 does movies like, what did they do? They did Saltburn, they did,
they do a lot more thriller.
They do a lot of thrillers. A lot of Hereditary was a really good one. But if A24 were to pick up Verity, I think it would be... I think they do a good job with that. Because Verity, the story, is vague for a reason. So you don't know what's going on. And A24 is really good at that. Having that kind of vague... you don't know what's happening until the end, but you're picking up clues as you go.
I think A24 would be great, but, I mean, you know, Amazon's going to do what Amazon wants to do with it.
Yeah.
Oh, before I forget, I would like to publicly, happy 1 year for anniversary to you, Cindy.
Aww.
Oh, we have a year already?
We have a year already, ma'am.
Dang. That was fast. And happy anniversary to you as well.
Thank you. It means I'm another year older.
I know.
It's funny, great to remind it's my that. Birthday this month.
Oh my gosh, I miss you guys. I do.
I miss you too.
Me three.
We can like shit talk Colleen Hoover in person.
Yes.
And her god awful books.
Yes. And Sarah J. Maas.
Sarah J. Maas is just as bad. Someone should fire her from writing books. I'm going to say something controversial. You know who's starting, in my opinion, to be as bad as Sarah J. Maas? The author who did, what was it? Iron Flame. What was the first book?
Fourth Wing. It was,
What is her name?
Rebecca Yarros.
Yeah,
she's starting to be just as bad.
Yeah, I'm not allowed to read her stuff that isn't Fourth Wing, according to Cindy, so...
Huh?
You were not allowed, because you were in a funk after you read that book.
Yes, that's what I was going to say. I said, I remember her name, because she fucking put Kate in a funk with that stupid book. Every time I see it, I turn it over at Walmart. I'm like, no.
I was a mess.
You were! That really, really got to you.
I mean, granted, AJ was deployed short, like, he had just got back from deployment. So, I found out while it was a peaceful one, it's still in a, not really a war zone, but like a violent area. Because I'd been when I started looking at the news from it and stuff.
That's rough.
And that it was his first deployment, and I was just like, what the fuck? And then he got back, and then I read Iron Flame, and then I decided I was going to read the last letter because I kept seeing stuff about it. And I kept hearing people say, oh, it's really sad. And normally when you see stuff like, oh, it's really sad, it's just like an eh moment. No. No. It hit a little too close. Rebecca Yarros is a military wife.
She is.
So she's got like a handful of books that are from the perspective of the military and those like spouses and stuff like that, or family members of those in the military. And half the time you get books like that and it's one of those, oh, well, it's not really, you kind of laugh like Purple Hearts, but then you get somebody.
Oh my gosh, Purple Hearts.
You get somebody who's in it, like, who's in this day-to-day life, and they actually write accurate shit, and you're just like, oh. Well, damn.
I get that. I, I was going to say something to you guys, and then my brain was like, no, thank you.
I think that's all of our brains at this point between...
That's like a thing for me lately. The Biden moments just keep coming.
Just change your name to Sleepy Joe.
I'm changing it. Jonelle Sleepy Joe Diaz. Like, that's what it's... I mean, I don't know what is up with my brain. We'll blame it on it being not Monday.
It's only fucking Tuesday.
I'm so fucking over it already. Oh.
And it's almost the 4th.
Yeah, because John's off tomorrow. Because Korea is 14 hours ahead of you guys.
Yeah.
Or 15. I'm 15 hours ahead of you guys.
AJ's off Thursday and Friday for the 4-day. And then we'll be in Oklahoma for a week. So what?
We're on leave until the 23rd of next month.
Woo-woo! Leave!
Yeah.
Freedom! Run away!
They may take our lives, but they will never take our freedom!
You're so dumb.
Yeah, okay. I don't know why that... have the giggles. Okay.
You know what they never talk about is how hard it is when you fucking move and you don't know the area, so you can't find an accurate neighborhood that's gonna be good for your kids. Like, they never fucking talk about things like that. That's our dilemma right now. Where the fuck to live that's good?
Are you buying a house?
Hell no.
She said nope. Not there.
Look, if our husbands are owned as government property, might as well take advantage and make them house us.
Absolutely. Fuck yeah.
I don't want to pay bills until I absolutely have to. Even though we do pay bills.
Same. I feel this in my soul. I will say, this has been great. We have to wrap up. Yeah. So, this will be our last episode, right, for this season?
Yep, we're ending this with season one because... We have had a whole bunch of life stuff, and this is our first time talking in over a month, so it's been a lot of ramble-jamble, and yes. We'll be coming in the next, month or two to start season two?
Yep. We'll be reading Bridgerton series.
Yep. Every episode from season two is going to be a Bridgerton book.
I think Cindy's going to love the books. They're nice and dirty.
I hope so.
They are 100% for you.
My God.
I will reread them with love.
We're going to do it. We're going to do it.
Do you want to close this out?
Yep. Thank you again for tuning in to the last chapter. We're so happy that y'all are here, and we can't wait to get into our next season for our unconventional book club. Follow us on Instagram at The Last Chapter Podcast and on TikTok at The Last Chapter Podcast for updates on our next episode and any exciting announcements, and follow us anywhere you get your podcasts.
Until next time,
bye.